And now our weekly segment that actually saves you time. 3 minutes with us saves you 3 hours watching the weekend political talk shows. I spoke earlier with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, who joined us this week from public radio station KWBU in Waco, Texas. Juan, obviously the big news on the talk shows this weekend is Iraq. And in the Bush administration's language, we're back at war.
We are back at war, Madeline. It's been a radical shift from searching for weapons of mass destruction to then saying we're seeking democracy in Iraq, trying to stabilize the region. And now, suddenly, we are back at war. So we had U.S. Civilian Administrator Paul Bremer back in Washington talking about how to speed up the process, how to get the U.S. troops out, get Iraqis in control. And that'll be the topic on the Sunday talk shows. And the administration is still debating who they might put out, whether or not Bremer, who's back in Iraq, will be on the shows from Iraq, or whether they will have Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, or Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, out there. But clearly, that's the topic A.
And they'll basically be saying, look, our goal here is to speed up this transfer as quickly as possible to give Iraqis more control and therefore, in that way, stabilize the country?
Well, you know, there's an ongoing debate inside the administration. The president, in meetings with Bremer this week, said, we've got to speed it up. We cannot wait on writing a new constitution, which had been Bremer's plan all along. Bremer was basically told, no go, sorry, we don't have time for that.
And I'm sure top Democrats will be out there as well talking about Iraq.
You can bet on it. In fact, Tom Daschle, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, will be on Fox News Sunday. And again, the message that he's going to deliver is that Democrats have been saying all along that the administration failed to provide for sufficient planning in making sure that they could transfer authority to a fully democratic Iraq in the aftermath of the war. And Daschle essentially being laying out the message that you're going to hear from whoever the eventual Democratic nominee is next year.
And speaking of, I'm sure the candidates are scrambling to get some face time on this.
Absolutely, Madeline. In fact, on Meet the Press this week, you're going to have former General Wesley Clark. He's going to have the entire hour because Tim Russert on Meet the Press has been going through all the candidates. And fortuitously for Clark, this is his week. So he gets an opportunity to speak out against the administration's lack of planning and what he sees as a failed military prescription for how to deal with the aftermath of the major combat phase. Everybody's still, of course, reacting to Howard Dean, who was helped tremendously this week, not only by the fact that he is the one Democrat who has been aggressive in his criticisms of the administration on the war, but by two endorsements from AFSCME and the Service Employees International Union.
I want to go back a little bit to Wesley Clark and ask you, he is a former general, and I'm surprised he isn't getting a little bit more traction on this issue with Iraq.
He's almost pulled out as an icon for the Democrats to say, hey, look, we have military credentials, we have 4 stars too. But what you see is that he does not sizzle on the campaign trail. In fact, something of a dud on the campaign trail. And so I think lots of people have been disappointed. They thought he would have much more impact, much more traction with Democrats. But Howard Dean has not been slowed down at all by Wesley Clark. And it looks almost as if people are getting in the mode of running for second place, running for who might be the vice president.
And another Democratic hopeful, Senator John Kerry, appeared on The Tonight Show and rode in on a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Yeah, boy, and that in the leather jacket, you know. And, of course, the other day he was asked at one of the debates, you know, why are you so stiff? And he says, oh, you got to see my video, Kerry Gone Wild. I think he really doesn't know exactly what to do with his campaign. He doesn't know if he should be trying to get to the left of Howard Dean and now feels that given his vote in terms of the $87 billion to support the president's position, that he just doesn't have a choice. He doesn't know where to go. And as a result, his campaign is lost, does not have much of a message or much of a definition that would say, this is a unique entity and this is why you should vote for me as opposed to Howard Dean.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thanks so much.
Madeline, always a pleasure.